temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over the country. All of our good friends in Canada, people listening in Mexico and overseas and submarines. And hey, damn it, somebody could be listening in a spaceship right now. Out of space. Maybe there's an alien listening to the frequency. Hello, hello, hello. I come in peace. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City holding it down on the boards. There is no show without you, the listeners. So we appreciate you. 855-212-4227 is the number. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. I'll let you know. Yeah, the NBA Finals are going on right now in Dallas, Texas. Downtown Dallas. Dallas Mavericks lead the Boston Celtics 25-19. There's no Kristaps Porzingis dealing with a leg injury. What a shock. He's out tonight. Kristaps Porzingis could be out for the series. Tom Brady's having a ceremony. They're retiring. Oh, well, we already know his number's done. They're having a ceremony to put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame, the Ring of Honor, whatever the hell they call it up there. Tom Brady is it. A packed Gillette Stadium. I'm sure a lot of people got their phones out just to see the Boston Celtics and whether or not they can take a 3-0 series lead. Thank you for listening to the show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed a minute or if you've missed a second, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local affiliates. SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? Now it's 25-23. Kyrie Irving has woke up so far in this game. 9 points already in the first quarter. We know that Kyrie Irving, he stunk in the first two games. Game one, Kyrie could only come up with 12 points. In game two, Kyrie had 16. And Hickey, we said the over, we taking over 20, right?
Yes, we both took the over.
He's almost there. Unless he just falls flat at the end of the game, I don't think that's going to take place. And Luka Doncic, what a surprise, right? He got another shot in his chest for a bruised chest, I guess what I call it. Luka has 11 points. And the Celtics, Jason Tatum getting busy early. No Kristaps Porzingis. Tatum has 9 points to lead the Boston Celtics. Hickey, I guess at this point, Tatum is just like, oh, y'all think I can't score? I'm just going to turn it on when I need to, huh?
That feels like this game for him is special, right? With no Kristaps, like he had a, at least in terms of scoring, brutal first two games, been kind of quiet for a large part of this postseason. This feels like kind of one of those plant your flag, I'm still here, I'm still great sort of games that you can get from Tatum. Like you said, early on, so far, at least trying to make a strong case for that.
I think Jason Tatum gets a bad rap. He's one of the most talented scorers in the NBA. And I think people look at him and say, oh, you know, he takes his foot off the gas. He doesn't go full bore. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think he needs to. I don't think he needs to at all, man.
You're right, because, I mean, we've seen the first two games, right? The Kristaps Porzingis in Game 1 and Jrue Holiday in Game 2 were the two best players for the Celtics. You don't need Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum to both be great in order for the Celtics to win. They're up 2-0 with their two superstars taking, we'll say, somewhat of a backseat and not taking over the game the way you would expect a superstar to. So you're right in the sense that he doesn't have to, right? He doesn't have to be Superman. He doesn't have to put up 30 shots like sometimes Luka has to in order to keep the Celtics in and win a game. So you are right. Like, when he's dishing out 12 assists like he did in Game 2, like, whatever it takes to win. And some games, other guys are hot, feed them. I think that is a sign of a good winner. I think why he gets a bad rap, if you will, is just he has, too many inefficient games.
Yeah.
Because he is clutch. He has some big playoff games. It's not like he can't do it. He's done it plenty of times. But he's also had plenty of stinkers, more than you would like your superstar to have as well.
I think a big part of it also is his disposition. He's very relaxed. He's very chill. You don't see, you know, Jason Tatum yelling and screaming at guys. He's not destroying the officials. He just goes out there and plays. I mean, even at the end of the games, or at the end of the games, post-game, he's pretty much relaxed and chill. Thank God. And this is why I like him, Hickey. He's not one of these guys on social media. He doesn't get involved in the crap, man. He just plays ball. And so I think that part of it, he's not polarizing. And so it doesn't drive people to just be like, oh, yeah, no, he's a killer. He stands up for this. He just goes out there and balls. And that I really appreciate. Jason Kidd, who we know has spent the past couple of days saying, oh, well, Brown is the best player. And then he's just like, well, Tatum is one of the best in the world. Jason Kidd was chatting it up with SiriusXM NBA Radio yesterday. And then Jason Kidd is continuing just to play mind games. Listen to this.
My comment about Jaylen Brown is from watching tape and watching game one. I thought, again, he was the best player. Also a Cal alum. So we have ties. And so I said that. Everybody thought it was mental warfare. That's not mental warfare. That was just my opinion. If it was to be true, then dang. I didn't mean to cause such a stir.
Yeah, Jason Kidd. It doesn't have a clue about anything going on in the world. Nothing. You know, Joe Mazzulla, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, he had some kind words for his, I would say, his star player, one of them, in Tatum. Listen.
I think he's only going to get better. And he makes greatness look easy because of his ability to impact the game in many different ways. And he's just going to continue to get better and better and better. And it's an honor to coach him.
The minute that he says that, Jason Tatum rises up for a huge dunk to pretty much end the first quarter here. The Dallas Mavericks lead after 31-30. Jason Tatum with 13 points to open up the first quarter. Jaylen Brown has 4. Sam Hauser off the bench with 6. Kyrie Irving, 9 in the first quarter, and Luka Doncic with 13. Luka Doncic has talked about how physical this series has been. He feels the physicality has stepped up even as they've approached the finals. Take a listen to what Luka had to say.
I think it's up a notch for sure. Both teams played a lot of games throughout the season, but I think the physicality has been on point for sure.
Big deal. Big deal. I'm looking forward to seeing what the rest of the series looks like. This one may go down to the wire. I know it feels like the first two games, Boston Celtics had the Mavericks chasing them. With no Kristaps Porzingis, things should be a little even. Let's see what the Celtics do. I wouldn't be surprised if they went up 3-0. Would not be surprised if they lost this game. If I was putting money on it, I'd give this one to the Celtics. I'd give this one to the Mavericks at home. And so we'll keep you up to date as much as I can on these NBA Finals on Game 3 before I get the hell up one out of here. We also know, and we've talked about it a good majority of the show, our top six list was dedicated to this individual, and that's Jerry West. Jerry West passed away at the age of 86. We found out this morning at about 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. And hey, let's just take a listen to CBS Sports HQ drop the news earlier today.
Breaking news coming out of the NBA, LA Lakers legend and basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West has died. The Clippers releasing a statement saying West died peacefully at his home this morning with his wife Karen by his side. West enjoyed one of the more accomplished basketball careers of all time, so much so that he earned the nickname as the logo, and of course his silhouette serves as the basis for the NBA logo still to this day. He was a 14-time All-Star, all with the Lakers. He's the only player to win Finals MVP in a loss back in 1969. Then he finally broke through, won his only title as a player in 1972. West was just as good in the front office as well, won 8 titles with the Lakers and Warriors, as well as 2 Executive of the Year awards. Jerry West was just 86 years old.
And thank you so much as well. Earlier on in the show, we had an excellent conversation with Marcus Thompson from The Athletic. And he is from Oakland. He's from the Bay Area. He talked about his own interactions with Jerry West. And he's actually written books, Marcus Thompson, about some of the biggest and best dynasties that we've seen in the NBA. Also wrote a book about Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, and now writes for The Athletic. So thank you to Marcus Thompson for joining us. If you missed that, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can get that. And then we gave you a new top 6 list inspired by Jerry West, because if you want to talk about the top 6 faces of the NBA, Jerry West, he is and was the logo, literally. At number 6, I gave you Jerry West. At number 5, I gave you Wilt Chamberlain. At number 4, I gave you Bill Russell. At number 3, I gave you Larry Bird. Number 2, Magic Johnson. And at number 1, I gave you Michael Jordan. It was just so damn cool to, I said this at the open, it was cool to look at Jerry West, the person, as well as a basketball player. He said one of the most notable things I've ever heard in my life during his town hall from about a year ago. And he didn't want to leave people with one word about basketball. He wanted to leave people with a word about life and life experience. Listen to what Jerry West had to say about just being a good human and not just a basketball player.
I'm always surprised that people make such a fuss of me a lot of times. I don't quite understand it, nor will I ever understand it in my life. I think the most important thing for people to understand is how to treat people, how to interact with people, treat people with kindness. I truly care about people. There's a lot of ways to give, and I've been fortunate enough in my life to be able to give financially. It's to West Virginia University, which has allowed me to have an education, and more importantly, led to a career that didn't dream possible. So I've tried to help kids that were in a similar situation, except they can't be athletes. And I hope I help make a difference in their lives. But give of yourself if you can. And I think some of the things in our lives, you know, our families are important, really important. And obviously, it's a thing that I'm most concerned about in my life now. But you can make a difference. It might be a kind word. It might be a pat on the back. It might be saying hello to someone. We're not all the same, but we are all the same, because you all have feelings, we care, and life is about giving, and give as much as you can.
Hey, Hickey, it's, and you know, nothing lasts forever. Look, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Hopefully it's a while, but you never know what tomorrow brings, right? And I'm just thinking about, just off the top of my head, some of the legends in the NBA that have been lost. Relatively speaking, the NBA is 78 years old. Okay, that's grandparents. Like, they're people who have been around long enough to watch the league since its inception, and maybe not straight from the beginning, as there was only a handful of teams. But when the league really started to grow, you know, in the 50s, and then getting into the 60s, as Alan from Toronto talked about Cousy, and there's the Russells and the Chamberlains of the world. Like, they're individuals who could see them play. And of course, the real big explosion over the past 45 years, like, there's a lot of people who've seen it. And so to lose a Willis Reed, to lose a Bill Walton, to lose a Jerry West, you know, we can think about baseball, whose history goes back way further. And these are guys that you just, it's like, oh, I'm flipping through the newspaper. And they're kind of hard to imagine and wrap your hands around, your ideas around. But when it comes to the legends of the NBA, like, these dudes are living and breathing. And the NBA is moving along, so is life. And some of these legends who are tangible, we're losing them, man.
I know, it's sad. It is kind of cool, because I guess I never thought about it in that aspect of just, like, how young, if you will, the league is compared to a lot of the other leagues around, like, that some of the greats that, like, really started, like you said, are still alive or have just recently passed, but it's still, like, it was still recently enough to where, like you said, it's not like Babe Ruth, who's just a folk here at this point. Like, I don't think anyone on this earth right now has ever seen Babe Ruth play. So it's just like, you can't really ever envision what it's like to watch him or obviously know people that watch him, because it's been so long ago. It is cool, but now also you're seeing the sad part of it as well, of just like, because the league is relatively young, a lot of the premier early players, for the most part, are still around, which is cool.
Yeah, it is. Like you said, Babe Ruth. I mean, damn it, we can go back. Honus Wagner? Like, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, I could guarantee you, you didn't see Honus Wagner play. You didn't. You did not. Hickey, did somebody see him play? One guy? I don't know, right?
I mean, I guess there's always one. People are living longer than ever, but...
Well... There is. Well, not even him. You know Bob from Maryland, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of listeners who hear us right now who know Bob from Maryland. But, hey, Bob, I know you didn't see you. I'm asking Bob. I know Bob, and God bless him. I know his dad was an umpire in Major League Baseball. Yeah, let me pull this up real fast. Let's see. Honus Wagner was born in 1874. He passed away at the age of 81 in 1955. He debuted in Major League Baseball in 1897, and his last appearance was more than 100 years ago in 1917. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm just going to say Bob doesn't remember Honus Wagner, and I don't think anybody listening should. Hey, maybe you saw him later and after the fact. Maybe, possibly. But you ain't see that man play. This is, nothing lasts forever. Nobody lasts forever. And that's why you got to appreciate, and not just sports stuff, you got to appreciate what you got while you got it. Hey, there you go. There's some JR wisdom. Rest in peace to Jerry West. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. When we come back from break, I'll give you an update on Game 3 of the NBA Finals. We did have some NFL mandatory minicamps still go on today. And speaking of appreciate what you got while it's going on, Russell Wilson had some words about his new experience in Pittsburgh. Travis Kelce had some thoughts about his career as he continues to get older. And then, of course, before we leave, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do. Have a good time while I'm here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics have taken a, well, this lead is going back and forth, damn it. Boston leads a 38-36. That's what the hell we got going on right now. Jason Tatum, 13 points. Kyrie Irving, 11. Luka, 13. Almost halfway through the second quarter. They're trying to crown a champion. They're talking about greatness. You want to talk about greatness? This isn't the only big event happening in the country tonight. Because if you go up to Massachusetts, right outside of Boston, south in Foxborough, the New England Patriots had an entire ceremony tonight to honor Tom Brady. The fans filled up Gillette Stadium. Legends filled up a Gillette Stadium as Tom Brady went into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Let me tell you this. This is so big. Randy Moss cried at this ceremony. Randy Moss cried. Yeah, straight cash on me. He cried. Shout outs to another great from West Virginia. Also, you wanna think more? Bill Belichick was there. Bill Belichick, he just got the boot from the Patriots. We got so many rumors about Robert Kraft trying to get him the hell up on out of there. Bill Belichick, they praised him and cheered him so much at the ceremony that Bill Belichick couldn't even get a word in. He's just like, thank you, Patriot Nation. Thank you, Patriot Nation. Thank you, Patriot Nation. Hickey, you think he's going to watch Patriot games at home?
Oh, good question. Probably. Yeah.
You're going to watch everything, right?
And would he be, let's say, that upset if they lose? Maybe not.
Here's a better question. Who's setting up league pass at Bill Belichick's house? Who's getting the YouTube? You think Bill Belichick sits down by himself and sets up the YouTube game day subscription? You think he does that, or what his kids doing?
Probably not. Maybe Nike is dog. I mean, if he's drafting players, I'm sure he can set up a Sunday ticket account.
I don't know about that.
I guess you're right. The drafts were not very good, so.
Oh, crap. Damn. I wasn't going that far, but sheesh.
Sorry, Nike. He should get more blame, honestly, for the bad Patriots drafts. Jeez.
The dog?
Yeah.
The dog? What is it? Was that a husky he had or something like that?
That's what it looked like, a husky.
Yeah. Yeah, great for the cold New England winters. Bill Belichick wasn't the only person involved in this Tom Brady Appreciation Hall of Fame night. As Patrick Mahomes sits courtside at the Dallas Mavericks game. Talk about his Chiefs in a second. John Cena was the voice of the Tom Brady love affair video. And Tom Brady's kids also narrated a video. And then to open up the entire ceremony as Tom Brady walked out, it was public service announcement performed live by Jay-Z. And so, I mean, if you bought a ticket to see Tom Brady get inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, you got a whole damn experience tonight. And Tom Brady doesn't have to worry about his family being embarrassed, you know, after the event. So kudos and congratulations to him. This is much better, I guess, on his side than the roast that he got about a month ago. Anyway, I told you that Patrick Mahomes is sitting courtside. Big Dallas Mavericks fan. Great game that we have going on so far. Earlier today, I guess when you got a lot of money, you can just get on a plane and go whatever the hell you want. Because the Chiefs are still in minicamp. And Travis Kelce spoke. And since we've been talking about championships and greatness, Travis Kelce spoke to the media. He has his newfound additional fame with Taylor Swift. His brother just retired from the NFL. He just got a new contract extension, an additional 2 years that runs through 2027. He is a 34-year-old tight end. We just saw this past season for the first time in like forever, maybe ever, the man didn't haul in more than 1,000 yards receiving. And so he was asked about his longevity. Like, Travis Kelce can quit tomorrow and host. Hickey, isn't he hosting like a game show right now or something coming up?
That's right, and acting in a different TV show.
Travis Kelce can replace Pat Sajak as the host of, what's this thing called again?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, right. I don't know. Oh, no, he can't. The guy who has all the other jobs is going to host it now. Ryan Seacrest.
Is that permanent or just an interim basis?
I think Ryan Seacrest is going to be the new host of Wheel of Fortune. What can he let somebody else get a job?
I bet ABC, if Travis said, hey, I'm interested, I think Ryan maybe could get this assignment off.
Yeah, but you want somebody to do the job forever, right?
Yes.
Travis Kelce wouldn't do that job forever. Not doing it.
Who's in a game show? He likes to have fun.
Hickey.
He doesn't seem like someone. He's not someone that jumps around from thing to thing and just gets Hickey, bored easily.
I have refused personally. So I love The Price is Right. Emphasis on loved. I love The Price is Right. I have not watched one episode since Bob Barker stopped. Not one.
Not a Jim Carrey guy, huh?
Drew Carey. It's Drew.
Sorry, Drew.
No. I think Jim Carrey quit show business outside of being Dr. Robotnik in the Hedgehog movie, Sonic. No. Like, I'm hardcore. I'm with my people. I haven't watched an episode of... I love Jeopardy. I haven't watched an episode since Alex Trebek left and passed away, you know? And so I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune as much because I got things to do. I ain't watching no episode, man. I don't know, Hickey. The change is tough for me when it comes to these people. It is.
I respect the loyalty. I believe Vanna White is staying on.
She is.
Does that change, you know, because it's still like half of the, you know, partnership. No?
No.
You're out?
No.
All right.
I'm glad she's there. She was trying to get as much money as Pat Sajak for a long time, and they would never give it to her. They're like, he hosts the show. You push the buttons. Like, no, we're not giving you the money. It's like, and now they...
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You're not wrong.
And it's like nowadays, Vanna White with technology, she doesn't even have to work as hard. She used to have to turn. Remember, she used to have to physically turn the letters around?
Like the old scoreboard. I guess the still scoreboard at Fenway.
At Boston.
And, yeah.
At Fenway, Wrigley. Yeah. Like Vanna White doesn't even have to do that. Now she runs left to right, walks left to right. All she has to do is push the screen and boom, the letter changes.
And if we're being honest, they don't need her. You know, the letters can I'm just saying, the letters, if you wanted to, with technology, they can just show up, all right? If I say A, boom, there's A. I don't need Vanna there to hit the screen.
Why are you trying to take Vanna White's job?
I'm not. I'm just, like, you just mentioned the technology going into the game of Wheel of Fortune. Just explaining and kind of more even forwarding the point, but I'm with you.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad Vanna White's employed. I want to put that out there. I'm not looking for her to get fired. Absolutely not.
Well, look, at Travis Kelce, he is, I guess he is as football old as Vanna White is game show old. Travis Kelce says he ain't going nowhere. Listen to this.
You know, I'm still a little kid when I come into this building, man. I know I'm 34 years old, about to be 35, but I have a love to do this right here in the middle of the heat in June. You know, I love coming to work every single day and doing this. So I'm going to do it till the wheels fall off, and hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon. But I can definitely understand that it's towards the end of the road than it is the beginning of it.
Uh-huh. Travis Kelce is just like, I got a couple more things to do before I ride off into the sunset with Taylor Swift. Probably will culminate with a marriage. That'll be great for them. And then you got another guy. Well, he's just trying to restart his damn career in life. Russell Wilson spoke to the media today. And in the most Russell Wilson-esque positive way possible, he says, I feel rejuvenated, like I've hit the fountain of youth.
I feel the fountain of youth, man. I feel revived in every way, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I feel confident. I think at some point you got to know who you are, you know, as a player, as a man, as a competitor. As somebody who's been fortunate to be able to play in this game, and I don't doubt it, you know, I just trust it. I felt really good last year playing, you know, I felt really confident in the midst of everything. And so I think right now I have all that confidence times 10.
I know Justin Fields is already sick of him. I know Justin Fields sits in a quarterback room with him and is just like, oh, will you please already? Please. Here, listen to Russell Wilson some more. He says he loves mentoring Justin Fields. Oh, yeah.
I think there's a great obligation in this game for me personally to continue to give as much knowledge as I know. Man, I've been fortunate in the midst of all to play all, you know, a lot of games, you know, a lot of big moments and everything else. And so, you know, I love this game. And so I believe that much is given, much is required. So you're constantly learning individually, but you're also learning by teaching too as well, and giving ideas and everything else. So I've always been a huge Justin fan, and I've always loved watching his game.
Listen, the way that Ryan Hickey wants to retire Vanna White, Justin Fields wants to retire this man, Russell Wilson. Hey, Marco Belletti, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I can't stand this guy, where does Justin Fields rank on the scale of can't stand in Russell Wilson?
I'm going to go with 9 because it's only been a day.
That's tough. And Hickey, Marco, did you hear about Hickey wants to get rid of Vanna White?
I did notice that. Yeah, you're going to be management material real soon there, Hickey. Good for you.
I don't want to get rid of her. I'm just saying. Good for you. If you
we don't need you to turn over those letters. We know what the hell's back there. Get out of here.
She's a staple to the show. I'm just saying.
So what? Look, Vanna White is not going to be there forever, all right? And similar to Travis Kelce, I'm sure Vanna White is closer to the end than she is to the beginning. When Vanna White is over, what are they going to do? They have to throw a new model back there. Or they can just take the approach of, hey, the computer does it by itself. We don't need a model. We'll save ourselves a couple mil, right?
I can hear the contract negotiations now. I'd like a raise. Why? I don't need you in the first place. The only reason I put you out there is because you've been here forever. I mean, obviously between the two of you, it's going to be Ryan Seacrest and nothing. That's what it's going to be in a few years.
No, you got, I mean, the reason why they, let's be real, the reason why they put Vanna White there 40 years ago was because they needed a beautiful woman to sell the show and turn the letters. That's it. Now, why wouldn't they still do that when it's time to replace her?
Money?
No. Well, they're gonna have a virtual woman on the screen next, right? Probably.
That's definitely possible. I don't know if you guys remember. I want to go back to the Wheel of Fortune days where you didn't get the money, where you had to pick from that pit of garbage. Do you remember this? There was like this little room that it was like, all right, yeah, I guess for $500, I'll take that lamp. That's what I want them to go back to. You don't get the money. You got to pick from this bevy of basically yard sale stuff that nobody wants, and you got to spend all your money there. That's what I want to say.
Me and the show are about the same age. I don't remember that one.
You don't? That was back in the day. That was the best.
No, I don't remember that.
That's a YouTube rabbit hole. I'm telling you, and everything was overpriced. Can I get that vacuum cleaner for $300? It was like 1983.
What is it? what were they ripping off of? They were ripping off Price is Right combo?
I'm telling you, they didn't have any money, so they took a bunch of stuff from probably Pat Sajak's basement or his garage, and they put it in a corner, and they said, here, you can buy this. Can I get that blender for $400? It was garbage. That's what you got. And then you took like about $100 and a gift certificate. Get the hell out of here. We put you on TV. Be happy.
Now you can win $1 million. And what else do you win? Nothing if you're stupid, right? Nothing.
Pretty much. And again, with all those now expensive prizes, now we need to get rid of another, you know, salary. And that's why when Van is gone, that'll be the end of that.
We'll see how much longer Wheel of Fortune lasts on air. I saw somebody thought the answer to a puzzle was... Was it? Can I say it?
The four words you can say in a sentence.
Right.
It's not a curse. I don't.
Was it four words? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, how can I say this?
I don't know if you're supposed to say them in that order. I feel like that. I think that matters. I feel like
that matters. Put the four words out there and just have the audience themselves put it together.
So I will put it. I can do this. Come on now. We're professionals. See, I got this. All right. You ready? You don't have to hit the dump button. Don't worry about it. DM as well. Right in the kisser. Okay.
On the other side.
Yeah. There you go. Done. Like that, That was an answer of a guy on Wheel of Fortune. Like, what are we doing here?
Did that send Pat into retirement? Maybe.
Well, I didn't know he was retiring until last week. He announced it like last year. Didn't even notice.
Oh, he did? But, oh, I didn't know.
What a send-off for Pat Sajak. One of the last things he has to do. It says it right on the screen, right in the blank. And the guy is just like in the other end of it. It's like, bro, come on now. Like, this is Wheel of Fortune. This is not a website. This is not. Come on, man.
Which is why, honestly, is there anybody else? I can't think of anybody else with all the years that he did, what, 40-something years? Just to sit down with Pat Sajak and just hear some of the stories of the stupidity that he has heard and probably has to laugh about after this show is over, I would love that. Just being a fly on the wall. You don't even have to talk to me. Talk to somebody else. I'll just sit in the corner, man.
He's been a jerk to some of those. Well, no, that's wrong. Like, he's had his share of being a smarmy jerk. And
that's
why
what
not?
I'm saying. I want to hear, this is why, not on TV. I want it afterwards when he's poured himself a nice drink, sitting in the back, nice, you know, all kind of relaxed. And I just want to sit in the corner and hear some stories.
I like it when the fans in the audience go, what? Like, that's like one time it was this girl was probably in the college or high school edition and she just got annihilated. I don't know. Just hey, congratulations to Pat Sajak on a great career. And Travis Kelce, go win another championship. And Russell Wilson, leave Justin Fields alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about some things that took place this day in sports history.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, if your team won a championship, maybe it took place today. How about this day? June 12th in 1991, the Chicago Bulls, they won their first championship. They beat the Los Angeles Lakers. It was game 5. Michael Jordan had 30 points. The Bulls beat the Lakers 108 to 101. Listen to this.
Jordan with the crossover and the bucket. Jordan against the double team, the triple team, the rotating defense, the pump fake, the rotations.
Paxson open again. He has been unconscious. 18 for Paxson. Magic's three-point attempt blocked. Pippen comes away with it. And the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
Yeah, that was the marvelous one on NBC. How about let's hit the fast forward button to June 12, 2002, we'll hear the marvelous one again as the Los Angeles Lakers, they did something amazing. 2002. It was a three-peat.
The Los Angeles Lakers have made it 3 straight NBA championships. They wrap it up in the 4-game sweep by beating the Nets 113 to 107. And Phil Jackson has equaled Red Auerbach's record of 9 NBA titles.
Yeah, let's hit fast forward. How about on June 12th? In 2011, the team that's trying to win a championship now, they won their first title. It was the Dallas Mavericks beating the Miami Heat. Here's Mike Breen, ABC.
And the Heat will not foul. Sean Marion dribbles it out. And the celebration will begin. The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions. The first title in franchise history. The emotions of Dirk Nowitzki. What he's always dreamed of. Hoping to have another chance after the bitter loss in 2006. An unlikely playoff run capped off by Dallas upsetting LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and the favored Miami Heat.
And Chris Bosh cried. But I love Chris Bosh. He's a great guy, real nice guy. But he cried. Anyway, let's hit the fast forward button some more. 2016, the Penguins. They won on NBC. This is their fourth title.
It's Letang holding, delaying some more. That one around in front, pumped out there by Hornquist, taken by Crosby. A shot, score! It's Letang! It's 2-1. Classic, a shot. Knocked down in front, picked up by Crosby, lobbed down the ice.
Yeah, that was Doc Emmerich on NBC. That was 2016. What about June 12th in 2017? Listen to Mike Breen tell you about some guy named Kevin Durant.
And now Golden State can dribble it out. There it is. Redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete. The Warriors are NBA champions again.
Yeah, LeBron James got beat. Kevin Durant had 39 points. Hey, sorry, LeBron. You got beat twice on June 12th. June 12th of 2019. The St. Louis Blues. This is from the Blues Radio Network. They won, too.
A team that was in last place on January 3rd. The players on the bench are bouncing up. History will be made tonight in Boston. 15 seconds to go as Shen blocks a puck to the corner. 10 seconds remaining. Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go. And the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Oh, I got to take a deep breath. That was 2019. Last year, June 12th, on this day, the Denver Nuggets said bye to the Miami Heat. They became champs. Listen to this.
Finds Strus back to Larry. There it is. Three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound called off Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call NBA champions.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get to June. That was Mike Breen again on ABC. The Bulls won in 91. The Lakers won in 2002. The Mavs won in 2011. The Penguins won in 2016. The Warriors won in 2017. The St. Louis Blues won in 2019. The Nuggets won in 2023. Nobody's winning today except for you. You're a winner. Thank you for hanging out and being winners with us. We're winners here, okay? You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We'll hear what Tom Brady had to say during his special day. We're going to find out who wins Game 3 of the NBA Finals. They just broke at halftime, 56-55, the Celtics lead. They're going back and forth. It's a good one. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you've missed a minute of the show, including the top six list of the biggest faces of the NBA, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can catch the whole show there. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for locking in. Thank you to Marcus Thompson for joining us to talk about the late Jerry West. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey, and thank you to you for listening. But don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network, A, because I said so, and B, Bart Winkler is coming up next. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Have a good night. Be safe, be cool, be smooth, be great. Much love.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL Limited Rear Wheel Drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE Long Range Rear Wheel Drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure your road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.